Customization is key to making your house a home. Cynthia Heathcoe of Contemporary Living can help you go from bleak to chic. This is Make Your Room Happen.
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Now here's your host, Cynthia Heathcoe.
Hi there and welcome. Happy Thursday. Thank you for joining me today. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches. And this is your host, Cynthia Heathcoe of Contemporary Living. And this is Make Your Room Happen. Now, for my listeners and followers out there, you all know that I'm very passionate about giving back to the community and the things that, making a difference in people's lives. And I have a guest today that really his goal and I'm going to let him explain it to you, but I find so inspired just by his message and his goal and his business and what he wants to help businesses and individuals accomplish in their lives. And my guest today is going to be Alex Golding from Helped Hope. And he is just absolutely refreshing and amazing. So I'm going to get to him in just a moment, but I just wanted to let you know, and when you're listening to what we're talking about today, just remember there's always room for dessert. And when we give back to our community, no matter how large or small, whether it's an hour of your time reading to the kindergartners or visiting the homeless shelters and handing out food for the Thanksgiving and helping people, it doesn't matter what it is that you do. Find some room for your dessert, because when the plate is empty and you've had that big meal and someone brings around the tray for food, you're like, oh, I'm not stuffed anymore. I can have dessert now, because you always find room for that. And I believe in giving back in our community is having dessert. So no matter how large or small, go get your dessert on. But I'm going to introduce Alex Golding. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me today, Cynthia.
Oh, of course. I just love what you do. So I'm honored to have you. So, I mean, you have been a busy man lately. You are just, I've known you for, I'm going to say March will be a year. And just to see the progress and everything that you're doing and your involvement in the community is just amazing. So I want you to tell our listeners who you are and what makes Helped Hope so amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I guess March will be a year. And as you know, I'm from Florida, from West Palm Beach area, grew up here, went away, but came back because Dad got ill. And I want to be here to take care of him. And, while he was getting treatments, I started blogging. And I was just curious, what does it mean to be Alexander Golding? Like, what does it mean to be a citizen? What does it mean to be a member of the community? Mm-hmm. Especially one in which I'd gotten away from. I left. I went to New York. I was in California. But these were my roots. And so I was blogging about that. And I was blogging about what does it mean to be in business? What's the relationship between, like, a business owner and his community, between a person who works for a business and their community? And I realized that it's really impossible to divorce, your personal values and what makes you from your business persona. And, some people will think about that and they'll say, no, I can do this and I can do that. But I don't believe so. I mean, there's huge, evidence that shows it in different industries. I've just kind of gone with that. And I've realized that if in our personal lives we have, we have our morals and our values and those are what inspire us to give back and help others, then we can do that in our business too. And in doing research for this, I've realized that we can create ways to give back that don't necessarily take away from the bottom line. And that is something which a lot of business owners, they want to hear, but they also don't believe. So when I first came down here, and I was talking about it, and I was, going out to trivia night or this or that and various meetups, I literally was called a liar because I told people that you don't have to, hate your job and everything. You can find work that's meaningful. You can find work that, incorporates everything that, incorporates everything about who you are and what you are.
Right.
And so to that extent, I've been having a local events. We had my first one was in March at Palm Beach Atlantic University. That was called the Social Enterprise Conference. And so social enterprise, how can you have enterprise that benefits society?
Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yes.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that everyone, is following along, because I'm going to drop some jargon. I get technical. Okay. I can be a little bit of a student.
I'm going to back up just a little bit, though, for those listening. Helped Hope. Okay.
Yes.
People, some people are like, well, who's Hope and why does she need help? I'm serious. That's not what it's about. It's help. Hope meaning helping others in your community through your business mm-hmm. without impacting your bottom line mm-hmm. and giving hope to others.
Exactly. So our tagline, thank you for that. Our tagline is help bring some hope into the world today.
Okay.
And that's our Twitter, our tagline, website, helpedhope.com. You can also go to alexandergolding.com, whatever's easier for you to remember. But that's our mission, really. Our mission is to go out there, inspire people, let them see the world a little differently. Because, you know, growing up, I thought I had to step on people's necks in order to get ahead. True story. And I had to learn the hard way. I had to go through my own difficulties to realize that's not true. And it's not quote unquote, like good juju.
It's not. I mean, you can definitely be successful in life and, give back to your community and help others and still feel good about what you're doing in your business world, mm-hmm. Whether you work for a big corporation or you're an entrepreneur such as myself. Mm-hmm. And so I unfortunately know that you recently had an event at Kaiser University mm-hmm. and I couldn't make that. And I heard it was amazing. I know I talked to other people who went. They just said it was powerful, really changed them. And what do you attribute that to? Is it because of the information you gave or was it just they could see the proof of how you kind of show them how you can make the changes and the impact in your community? What do you attribute that that feel good feeling that people walk away from?
Thank you. Yeah, well, Kaiser University was very kind to sponsor us, and we also partnered with Junior Achievement of the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches.
Okay.
And the reason we partnered with these two organizations is that I really would like to inspire the next generations. In addition to the people who are currently out there, you know, what would happen if a 13-year-old or a 20-year-old got exposed to this thinking early on, and then 20 years later, when they're 33 or 43 or 53, and they're doing their own business, or they're managing their, you know, retirement plan or their investment dollars, but, you know, what could be all the benefit? What would our world look like in 20 or 30 years? And so back to the event, I think the reason people felt like kind of touched and inspired is everyone who was there and all the speakers we had really believe in this. I mean, we had Dr. Christopher Noe, who is, you know, when it comes to South Florida, he's a leader in mm-hmm. advising nonprofits how to diversify their revenue streams. And he was a former manager at the Office Depot Foundation, has his PhD in social enterprise, and his main focus is nonprofits. Mm-hmm. A lot of nonprofits, you know, they get money from donations. What happens, though, if their biggest donor gets in the hospital or dies or whatever? Then what do they do for money? So they can create a business. And I know you're very involved with the Lord's Place.
Yes, I am.
And they
yes.
have Cafe Joshua, which is a perfect example of a social enterprise.
Yes.
So this is a business, for those of you who don't know, this is a business owned by a nonprofit, which trains, you know, people who have just had the rug pulled out from under them. They don't necessarily have to have a label or anything. They're just people down on their luck.
Yeah.
And it gives you a lot of business training. They give, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy. And in doing so, the program is self-sustaining.
Yeah, yeah. And Cafe Joshua is just one example of those type of social enterprises within our community. Mm-hmm. There, I know Goodwill Industries was one as well that they had where they would train and help give people their jobs. I mean, it's something that you see in a lot of nonprofits, but then it's also something you don't see in all of them.
Correct. This is very cutting edge. So
yeah, it's relatively new, yes.
It definitely is. I mean, it took a long time for people to understand that this type of business exists. Remember, I told you that, you know, only a year ago I was being called a liar. So it's, you know, and that's on the nonprofit side.
Well, whenever we come back for our commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit more and about how it helps the as an entrepreneur and as a business, you can help bring hope to the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Inspiring next gens to impact. Meet Alexander Golding. Alexander curates live events for companies, universities, governments, investors, and investment management firms to awaken his audience's spirit. It's by engaging with people on a personal level that he helps them see their full potential. Change starts with a human connection. Alexander believes in inspiring the next generation so they may unleash their full potential as social entrepreneurs and impact investors. Coach, advisor, trainer, connector, media creator, this is Alexander Golding. His mission, to teach the world. particularly next gens that can generate a positive financial and social or environmental return. To find out more or get in touch with Alexander Golding, visit alexandergolding.com.
Hey, this is Cynthia from Contemporary Living, conveniently located downtown of the Gardens. Whether you're breaking ground on your new home or giving your current oasis a facelift, I can help you make your room happen. Amazing furniture for every room and fabulous accent pieces to turn your space into the paradise you've always dreamed of. We have everything you need right here at Contemporary Living. We're online at contemporarylivingpbg.com. Stop in anytime or just give me a call, 561-318-6014. See you soon.
Hold on to me as we go.
Hi there, and welcome back. This is Cynthia Heathcote of Contemporary Living, and you are listening to Make Your Room Happen. And my special guest today is Alex. Alex, is it okay if I call you Alex? I know it's Alexander.
Yeah, either or.
Either or.
But the website is alexandergolding.com.
Okay, so we're going to use Alexander then. Okay. Alexander Golding of alexandergolding.com or helpedhope.com. And one of the things that his movement, I'm going to call it a movement, and his mission is to help entrepreneurs and businesses even understand and implement ways in which to give back to their community and make a difference without, one, cutting the bottom line. A lot of companies are like, no, we can't afford to do that. And I'll be honest, at first I was one of those. And then I had my aha moment of how can contemporary living give back to the community? How can contemporary living make a difference? And it's, you know, for some of you may already know, I mean, and if you're just discovering contemporary living and you don't know my story, I once was homeless. My son was 4 weeks old, and it was December 22nd, and 18 years ago, and we moved into a homeless shelter. And now I'm very fortunate to serve on the board of directors of that very same facility, the Lord's Place. But the way that I have been able to implement and give back in our community is I take the furnishings for my clients who decide that they, you know, when they buy new stuff, they're like, well, I have this old stuff, what to do with it? And if they're wanting to donate it, we pick it up and we make arrangements to go to the thrift store for the Lord's Place. And, you know, that to me is really made a big difference for me. And it really allowed me to reconnect with my community and really enjoy what I'm doing in my business. And I find that so odd is that, you know, some people at first you think, oh, well, it's going to be harder. It's going to be more work. It's going to take a toll. But it actually makes it that much more enjoyable because, yeah, I enjoy making money and growing my business. But at the same time, I felt like I was missing something. And that was that component of giving back. And through that program that I implemented in my company, I'm able to do that. And then we even collect items during the holidays or even year round. I have clients who call me and say, you know what, I have this item and this item. Can we donate it? And those are things for the home, not necessarily furniture, but they're like accent pillows, they're throws, they're things that make your house a home. And to me, that's so important because when you are living in these shelters and stuff, you don't really have anything that's yours. Nice. And then you can make it uniquely yours. And that's just one example how it could be done. So enough about us. Tell me how you help other companies implement programs for themselves.
Well, thank you. And I love hearing about your programs. And I hope all the listeners like take it to heart and use that to kind of inspire themselves to up their game. And so thank you, Cynthia. But in terms of how I help people, so what I'm doing is I'm building an ecosystem here. You call it a movement. We could call it an ecosystem. We could call it capacity building. And the idea is I'm having these live events. They could be lunches, they could be, you know, after work gatherings, it could be a full-fledged conference or workshop. And in general, what happens is people come and they listen to, you know, experts in the field. And I try to keep most of my speakers very local to Florida, you know, from Orlando down.
Make them more relatable.
Much more relatable. And also because we want to build an ecosystem here. So I want to bring the local investors and put them in touch with the local social entrepreneurs and then the local banks. How can, you know, what are your dollars doing when you deposit them? Well, the banks give out loans to local businesses. Why don't those loans go to social entrepreneurs? So how, you know, it's really about bringing all the different stakeholders together and a place where magic can happen. And that's something that I think we've lost in the digital age, is it's so easy to like just shoot off emails and text messages. I mean, you know, people, they're trying to go on dates and they're texting or they're sending voice recorded messages. Like, none of that's real. Like, what's real is, you know, sitting in a room next to someone, having a discussion and talking. And that's the way I frame all of my events. They're all low-key but high-impact discussions. You know, we don't have a stage, or if we do, it's not very high. We don't have podiums except for maybe our keynote speaker. You know, all these panels are just comfy chairs, people who look comfortable and talking together.
So it's very intimate. Mm-hmm. Almost like you're going to listen to your favorite artist in an acoustic setting, like mm-hmm. in a very intimate, casual versus on the stage.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm that's the visual that came mm-hmm. to mind with exactly. what you described. So it's very intimate. It's very personal, but at the same time, it's real and people are connecting
yes.
with one another, which is key.
It's huge.
Which is very, I mean, not to knock big conferences, but this is where they get that, you feel more of that human connection. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
Thank you. And so, you know, and to get back to what we were talking about a minute ago, which was, you know, the event I had at Kaiser, my other speaker was Jimmy Tate. And the reason I'm bringing up Jimmy is it was him, Christopher Noe, and myself, and we all sat up in front of everyone in these, you know, chairs, but they were all kind of close together because we had this discussion. And the idea was to let everyone else be a part of the discussion too. And Jimmy is a local social entrepreneur. He's got this water called Hope Water. And with every case of water he sells, he is able to then donate a portion or a whole water filter to his missionaries in Africa that he works with through his church. And the difference between Jimmy, let's say, and a quote-unquote like cause marketing person, which is someone who just, you know, doesn't really want to do anything other than get the marketing benefits, is that Jimmy will actually go to Africa. He will make sure that these filters are in place, and then he will count the number of lives impacted. Because, you know, they build these wells, but the wells are dirty. However, through his filters, he has personally impacted over 20,000 lives. He's carried at the Breakers, the Hilton, etc. And the idea is to really highlight these people. So my next event,
think so.
And that's why people love the event. That's why the March event kind of kicked it off. This one in November, you know, was the next step. And now in the first and second quarter of 2017, we're going to have a few more. So hopefully I'm finalizing dates, but around January 30th down at FAU, it looks like we'll have one just on the financing mechanisms for this. So how can investors keep a market rate return, which means not sacrifice a return, but still support these type of businesses? Everywhere from the public equity, so the stock market and public bond markets, to private investments, like investing in entrepreneurs such as yourself or Jimmy. And then in February, end of February, maybe early March, once all the Fashion Week stuff is done in New York and London, we're going to do a little fashion event here, because how can you impact others through fashion? I mean, we've got terrific entrepreneurs in Florida who are helping rebuild Haiti, who are giving living wage jobs to people here, helping, you know, women lift them up out of poverty. It's really beautiful to see.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. And when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. This is Cynthia Heathcote with Contemporary Living, and this is Make Your Room Happen.
Inspiring next gens to impact. Meet Alexander Golding. Alexander curates live events for companies, universities, governments, investors, and investment management firms to awaken his audience's spirit. It's by engaging with people on a personal level that he helps them see their full potential. Change starts with a human connection. Alexander believes in inspiring the next generation so they may unleash their full potential as social entrepreneurs and impact investors. Coach, advisor, trainer, connector, media creator, this is Alexander Golding. His mission, to teach the world, particularly next gens that can generate a positive financial and social or environmental return. To find out more or get in touch with Alexander Golding, visit alexandergolding.com.
Hey, this is Cynthia from Contemporary Living, conveniently located downtown of the Gardens. Whether you're breaking ground on your new home or giving your current oasis a facelift, I can help you make your room happen. Amazing furniture for every room and fabulous accent pieces to turn your space into the paradise you've always dreamed of. We have everything you need right here at Contemporary Living. We're online at contemporarylivingpbg.com. Stop in anytime or just give me a call, 561-318-6014. See you soon.
Hi there. Welcome back. This is Cynthia Heathcote of Contemporary Living, and you're listening to Make Your Room Happen on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. My guest today is Alexander Golding of Helped Hope, and he's talking about ways to help your community through being a social entrepreneur or implementing social enterprise programs within your own company. And during the break, we were talking about corporate training. Mm-hmm. So I want our listeners to hear some about that.
Thank you, Cynthia. You're very kind. I think So one of the things that we like to do is inspire students, like I mentioned, middle school, high school, university students. Mm-hmm. But also, what about people who are currently out in the workforce? What about, you know, people in a highly specialized industry? Let's take manufacturing. Mm-hmm. I have a meeting next week with a local manufacturer. And the idea is, you know, how can he take all of his skills in engineering, physics, chemistry, all these hard sciences, and use them to benefit his local community? You know, how can we benefit vets? How can we benefit young children? How can we benefit, you know, people who are missing limbs? Because these guys have the specialty. Like, they're the manufacturers. They're the people with who make things. You know, how can we unleash that on the rest of, you know, society? Like, how can we take all this inherent talent and a lot of people who want to do good? Like, deep down, I strongly believe that the vast majority of people, like, want to do good and want to connect. And it's through, like, giving back that we connect, you know? I believe that. So I'm going to start leading these workshops, trainings, seminars specialized firms. That could be fashion houses, it could be a talent agency, it could be manufacturing companies, whatever it is.
So you want to change the world starting with West Palm Beach,
yeah,
and Palm Beach County.
Yeah, this is where it's at. You know, growing up here, I couldn't wait to get out. And now that I'm back, I see there's so much potential. And we have such a strong for-profit sector and such a strong nonprofit sector. How can we bring them together? And how can we, you know, benefit the Tri-County area? Really, I mean, if you look out west to Pahokee, there's so much need. If you look just to the food insecurity issues here, if you look to the human trafficking issues, I mean, there's so many different, like, issues that we could touch on.
Wow, I'm exhausted just thinking of, you know, I'm inspired by you. I'm actually in awe that you have that energy and that patience and that vision to see. I mean, I see things wrong within our community, and it's like, okay, what can I do? But you see things that, you know, so broad, but then you also see those solutions, and you see a way to make those things happen, and that's absolutely amazing. And I'm going to say that I knew you win.
Thank you.
I really see that. So your next event, we're talking maybe January?
Yeah, we're in final discussions now. I'm going to have one. We're just, you know, finalizing the fine details.
Okay.
End of January, and that's all around finance.
Okay. So, but in the meantime, I mean, even right now, so if people are listening, like, okay, I want to go do something good right now, what can people do? I mean, it is the holiday season, and I wish everyone was as generous or as kind year long as they are during the holiday season, because it's like holiday seasons when people think, oh, okay, it's the end of the year, it's the holiday season, time for me to go do good. Mm-hmm. But it's something people can do year round. But what can they start now and then maybe do implement in their lives every day?
Well, a few different things. So there's always going to be a space for traditional charity. I think that, you know, going and helping with the food banks, helping with the homeless shelters, whatever it takes, mm-hmm. like, go out there. Go get involved in your community. I mean, it just take a few hours,
yeah,
and get out of yourself. Like, right. 'Cause, and there are huge benefits. Like, if there are scientific and medical benefits to, like, helping others, to yourself. And it's amazing that we can help other people and ourselves at the same time. It goes along with my mantra of doing well by doing good.
Yeah.
And so there's that. Then from a business perspective, outside of that, outside of perhaps, you know, letting your employees get paid time off to volunteer or something like that, which Publix does, I believe Publix does. I know the Breakers does. There are other corporations in our community that really believe in this. You could also, like, look at your corporate culture. You know, what are you trying to send in terms of a message? What kind of message are you trying to send to your employees? And then in turn, how are they internalizing that and giving it to your clients or to your vendors or to your partners?
Wow.
So, you know, just quickly, those are the two things that come to my head.
Okay. And yeah. If someone needs to reach you, is the website the best way to do it?
The website is the best way. You can go to helpedhope.com or alexandergolding.com. I'm on Twitter at helpedhope. And those, yeah, or my email, we'll even put it out there, agolding@helpedhope.com.
Okay. All right. And then if you are just tuning in and you missed any portion of the show, this will be available on iTunes. And it also will be available on our website. We're actually tweaking that, but it'll be up there soon. By the end of the year, you can catch all of our episodes on there as well. But I'm really, you know, this can be a tough, a sensitive subject for some people. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got, you know, some people, they feel they don't have the time. And as I was saying at the top of the show, you always have time. You always have room for dessert. I don't care how full you are. You have room for dessert. So you always have time to give back. You always have time to implement some type of program or way of giving back and helping mm-hmm. others. So it's just a matter about making that conscious decision. And it does feel good. I know that. I can really testify to that. I know me giving back and being involved really, it does take time, but at the end of it, though, the reward is so much worth it mm-hmm. because not only do I know that I'm helping others in the community, but I'm also helping myself
yeah.
because it feels really, really good to be able to know that you help somebody in some way, whether it's small. It doesn't have to be profound. You don't have to buy someone a car to make a difference in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's as simple as giving them a smile.
Yeah.
You know, even to just anybody. You never know what anyone's going through. And I really appreciate having you. I think we still have some more time. Okay, awesome. All right, so then tell me a little bit more about, I know we're doing the finance. You're mm-hmm. talking about that in January.
Yes.
What else do you have on the horizon? Well, anything tidbits you want to share with us?
I'd love to. And a lot of this is up in the air because we're in the works. You know, I'm a brand new company. But we have the finance in January and February, early March area fashion. Because we don't want to compete with London or New York, right?
Right.
And then...
I love how you said, we don't want to compete with London or New York, well, but we're going to do it.
We're definitely
going
to do it.
You're
we're
going awesome.
To do it, and we're going to make a big splash because there are some very hidden gems in this community that I really would like to highlight. And they're having terrific impact. And then March, hopefully we'll do a demo day. And so we'll bring a lot of entrepreneurs together into the same room. Everything from water pollution to... you know, marketing solutions, all different aspects. I mean, even, you know, addiction services, all in the same room. And the winners will hopefully, you know, be able to win some very nice mentorship, accelerator prizes, other things. There'll be a lot of investors at my November event. We had over $500 million in investor dollars present. So, you
know. How much was invested? Do you mind if I ask? Because I know that's the question for, well, wow. Did things happen as a result of that?
Well, you know, when deals are in the works,
you can't really talk about it.
But I thought
because I knew you, I might get you to talk.
Yeah, the money does come. And that's what's important
awesome.
Because the people who are really pushing this, believe it or not, are the very, very, very wealthy. They're the ultra high net worth. They're the ones forcing JP Morgan and other companies to like create whole divisions like this. So now all the big banks have some sort of division now. JP Morgan even has its own CEO for impact investing.
Goldman, really?
Yeah, and they've really taken the lead out of the big banks. There are other companies that are, you know, very advanced. We're talking Sonen Capital, Verus Wealth Management, Rock & Co. All of these are firms that I have high respect for. At my event, you know, you'll be able to meet a lot of the people who are based out of Florida. Mm-hmm. And some of these are people who are, you know, global leaders, but I call them like, sleepers because they just keep a low profile. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Maybe we'll have you back on when we get closer to some of these events so we can tout about them if you mind.
Would love that. Thank you.
Would love that. Okay. And are you on Facebook? And so you did say Twitter and Instagram. Oh, that's okay. We have a little background music.
Sorry.
So your Facebook page, do you have that?
So no, actually I got off Facebook a long time ago because it can really distract me from
okay.
just life. So I'm very focused. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show,
okay.
I take care of dad. I have my business. I'm very involved like with volunteering as well. And so I just, you know, all those notifications.
I know. I'm on the fence about that. I think the only reason I got on Facebook was so I could see what my kids are doing. Now they're all off Facebook. They're on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I'm on there too, but it's yeah, I understand. I mean, I get it. So, okay. Well, speaking of Facebook, though, Contemporary Living is on Facebook, and we do have some really cool new videos up that talk about some of the new sleep sofas that we got in. So you've got your guests coming down. All the snowbirds are coming down, and of course, all their friends are going to come because it's so cold up there and it's nice and warm down here in sunny South Florida. So you need a comfortable place for your guests to lay. And what better place than get a sleep sofa from Contemporary Living? They have in-stock programs so you can get things pretty quickly. And again, if you miss any part of this episode and you want to listen to it again, it will be available on iTunes. Just put in Make Your Room Happen or my name, Cynthia Heathcote. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and visit our website, contemporarylivingpbg.com. And we are located downtown at the Gardens. And I really look forward to seeing you guys. And again, if you mention this, the show, you heard us on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, or their sister station, 95.9 The Palm, you get your free $50 gift card to Contemporary Living. And you can gift that out to somebody else if you want. So stop on in, take a visit. I'd love to see you and help you make your room happen. Alexander, thank you so much for being here with me today. It's been really enlightening. And if any of our guests, our listeners have questions, they can reach out directly to you at alexandergolding.com or helpedhope.com.
Yes, thank you so
much,
Cynthia.
All right, thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.